That's right, Atlanta. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, you will receive $100. Who's on the line this morning?
What's going on, Jock? It's your boy, Mike. What's going on with your Streets 945?
Good morning, Mike. How can we help you, brother? We good.
Man, I got a huge problem, man. Me and my girl, man, we was going good for about 5 years, and 3 weeks ago, man, she just up and left, man. And I know what y'all do, help me get my girl back. So I'm just trying to see if it's something y'all can do, because I really don't know what the situation, why she left. I don't know. So I just want y'all to see if y'all can do something, you know, to help me out.
She been gone how long now?
She been gone for about 3 weeks, man. But we was together for 5 years and everything was straight. And just 3 weeks ago, she just up and got out of here.
So how was these 5 years? Were they toxic? Were they up and down? Give us some background on y'all's relationship.
I mean, it wasn't too much. It wasn't really toxic.
Mike, you know, the top three things in any marriage make it work is finances got to be in order, got to be able to communicate, and the last one is sex. Sex has got to be on point, or at least it's got to be there. So how are those three things?
I mean, I got a little job. I work at Hardee's. My finances, I take care of what need to be taken care of. She got a home. You know, we just had a little baby, but about like 3 months, you know, our sex life, it ain't really been hitting on nothing.
Yeah, it's that postpartum right there. I heard about
that. No, don't just automatically blame it on her now. It might not be the postpartum.
I mean, it could be anything, man. So this is what we're going to do. What's her name, Mike?
Taylor. Her name
Taylor. We're going to get Taylor on the line. Don't say nothing. Give us the opportunity to try to figure out what's going on, kind of probe the situation. We're going to try our best to get to the bottom of this, all right?
All right, man. I appreciate y'all.
No problem. I know what she's tired of.
What?
She's tired of his ass coming home smelling like a damn triple stack with Swiss and mushrooms.
I knew you was going to come in that hardest. We say you work hard. You look so disgusted.
Look, I thought I heard different. I just like, don't nobody work your hardest in 2019. But I guess.
Okay. Well, listen, somebody got to bake them burgers.
Yeah, I'm not going to knock the brother. At least right, he making her.
And then he said he's provided her. Well, she's a homeowner.
I worked at Hardee's when I was a teenager. In Peachtree City, I sure
well,
did.
Well, that's true. But guess chicken. What? The brother has a job. He could
there
be sitting at the house doing nothing.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Taylor, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Good morning, Taylor. Listen, this is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, shout it, and Shamia Morton sitting
hey,
in for
Taylor.
One quick. You got a few seconds to talk, sweetheart?
Yeah, I guess. What's going on?
Okay, look, we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update. You happen to be the topic of discussion, man. A gentleman called us up, said that you were the love of his life. He hasn't heard from you, and he's just trying to get things back on point. He wants to figure out what's going on.
Well, I ain't been on no date with nobody, so I don't. Okay.
Well, I hope not, because you still married. What's going on with you and Mike?
Ain't nothing going on with me and Mike. Nothing at all. I ain't been at home, and I'm sure he know why. Did he call up?
Yes, Taylor. Yes. Taylor, Mike misses you and the baby. Why did you leave?
Mike know why I left.
So,
Mike don't want me.
Why would you say that?
Because Mike want a man.
Who?
Oh, now hold on before we start throwing around the gay allegations now, because we do use that so loosely. What's going on? Why would you,
I didn't get that from Mike.
I'm not throwing around nothing at all. I'm not throwing around nothing that he don't already know. I came home one night. And I needed to use his computer to send out a few emails. And I opened up his home computer, his home laptop. And as soon as I opened it up, some porn pops up on the damn computer. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? Because it's not regular porn. It's butt sex porn. It's
butt sex by like two men? Girl. Jesus.
Two men.
Oh, man.
A whole penis.
Oh,
he don't want nothing from me, and I just had a baby, and I'm sitting here trying to take care of the baby, and he's sitting here all gay. Like, we ain't even having sex, of course, because I just had the baby, but like, damn, you just moved on to men? You moved on to a whole other sex?
Okay.
Taylor, does anybody else use y'all's laptop?
No, nobody else. Nobody live with us.
Okay, Taylor. Nobody else live with y'all but these other thoughts in his head. Apparently, he's actually on the phone.
Hey, Jock, I'm glad you brought me in. Let me make 2 points. 1 point, it could have been a pop-up. You could have opened the computer up to a pop-up. I mean,
boy,
you
was halfway through the damn video. Ooh. Halfway through. It was at the climax. You must have already climaxed your damn self.
Mike,
say it ain't true, Mike.
Mike, just say you want some penis, and that's it. And we can go ahead and get this divorce. before my baby grow up and have to know her wow. daddy is gay.
I'm saying, though, you act like you couldn't have walked home into a pop-up, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know how like, men, they get on the computer and all the time, jump, shout it, don't shout.
No, we don't call our name.
No, don't you get on the computer and be like, man, what is this? What is this on my computer? I know that done happened to you.
Okay,
so
Mike.
You watch the pop-up halfway through, Mike?
Ooh.
Mike, oh, okay. See, that's what through. That's the hard part. If it was already watched like halfway through, then that's kind of weird.
Mike, let me ask you a question,
favorite,
Mike.
Like, that's his favorite one.
Excuse me, Taylor, for 1 second, please. Mike.
Yeah, John.
If you can, man, just explain to us why that would be on your screen. Even with a pop-up, you have to hit something in your search.
I mean, for a fact, I ain't gay. You know what I'm saying? I just had a child. I ain't gay. It's just... it give me a different feeling when I see that.
Oh, you gay?
Now you like it. Now
that
I'm.
How you gonna say that when we do what we do? You know, I ain't gay.
You like to look at. You get turned on by gay porn. What can I do for you?
It's not really turned on. It's just a different.
I don't have no attitude. You get turned on by two gay men having sex.
Mike.
You don't get turned on by me, Mike.
Mike. I don't even really know what to say, bro, because I'm not an attorney, and I'm not trying to find you innocent or guilty. I'm just trying to find a resolve for the two of you. Taylor, is it any way that you two could kind of possibly try to figure this out and work towards
a salvage this marriage in any way?
A reconciliation and salvaging your marriage.
It's not a resolve because I don't have a penis. I don't have what he wants. I can't give him what he wants, and he's obviously going to watch it on Pornhub all night.
Maybe you should try watching it with him, and you know,
right, two men.
I mean, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to help y'all.
This could be a thing where like women like watching girl and girl porn.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I watch grown girl porn.
It don't look like y'all gonna get this $100 from 1-800 Injured Bethune Law Firm. So Atlanta, y'all gotta call us up. Let's talk about this, man.
Hey, Mike, get your apartment in Midtown or something, player.
Shout it. 4-4-3-5-2-0-9-4-5. Keep it locked. 3-9-4-5.